Thank you very much. I can hear again. It's unbelievable.
What is it about Long Island, anyhow?
I don't know. It's great. I wish it was everywhere.
It must be the water. It
must be the water. Water's freezing, but it's going to get warmer, right? Well, no, the fish don't have six heads here. I was very pleased a couple weeks ago when the producers of Friends selected to use... Yeah! I have to preface this next thing by saying, this is a show I've never watched in my life. It's just not my thing. And plus, CSI is on in that time slot, and followed by Without a Trace. So those are two shows I just can't miss. But on this particular occasion, because I knew there was a likelihood that they were going to use Embryonic Journey as part of the closer, I watched 120 minutes of Friends. And it was tough. But my wife will attest to the fact that I never left the set for a moment, not even to go to the bathroom, for fear that I would miss that glorious moment. And as it came up to the top of the hour, and they still hadn't played it, I thought, you know, that truly is how they fuck you. They got me to watch this show for 2 hours, and they're not going to play the song. And it went past 10 o'clock in Ohio. I don't know if it did it up here. And they played it, and they played it over the credit roll. I was very excited about that. And in addition to the fact that, I mean, they don't do that for free, you know. So we appreciated that, but the funny thought to me was, I wrote that song in 1962. None of those actors were born when that thing came out. Oh, well. So if you feel like, now, we don't have residuals on replays on TV, unfortunately, but if you feel like you have to buy the DVD that's got it on it, please be my guest. You don't have to watch it. Anyhow, we'd like to do the song Embryonic Journey, and also I'd like to mention that after they played the song, we were working at the ranch, and I got a call from my friend Spencer Dryden. He's the old drummer in the Airplane, and he was so excited about this whole thing. And so we talked a bit, and he's had some troubles, and Vanessa and Jack and I have sent a couple of old posters and a bunch of other stuff for his auction. There is an auction if you're interested in helping Spencer out. Just a bunch of just incredible bad luck befell him, and there's an eBay auction and a whole bunch of stuff. You can Google it. It'll all come up.